The pure consciousness. This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery. Pure consciousness. While I was walking my path this morning, that's always a good opportunity to think about my life, to think what life is all about. And I was thinking especially about being judgmental. And pure consciousness naturally is not judgmental. Yesterday morning I received an email, and this is an email which often comes in from the Philippines, from a lady, Victoria. And from time to time I peek in what she's writing. And yesterday morning she wrote a short notice asking assistance about some thoughts she had to be about her being judgmental or non-judgmental. She knows the principle very well. She shares it in a lot of essays and little notes to the people which she sends out all over the world. And sometimes there's really some precious stuff she sends out. As I said, she knows the principle, and she's, although at the beginning when I read her articles, they were rather to a God outside. And with the time being, as she comes closer, although she's not always consistent on it, like we all sometimes the difficulty to really be ourselves, totally be that God self which we are. And so she wrote this, that a dear friend of her told her that he had a relationship with his driver, and she was so shocked about what the person told her. Because she said she always thought it was a very noble, sincere person, especially while he is married. And so she couldn't handle the story and saying, how could he have a relationship with the driver who is not on the same social level? And there were a lot of thoughts which went through her mind. And while she had all these thoughts, she realized how judgmental she was about it. And she said, I really should not put my nose into it and mind my own business. And she knows everything intellectually about it. And while I was reading that, and I said, I mean, it's very humble from her to share that, to share her thoughts, and probably many people who read it will say to themselves, mea culpa, because I'm doing the same thing. But she's sharing it openly, humbly with the people without not being superior. Although we're teaching, don't ever put yourself on the same level. We say, when somebody tells you about their operation, don't say, ah, look here, my scarf. Don't do that. Just always be one-pointed, live in the now, live that pure consciousness. Well, these are thoughts which went through my mind this morning, thinking about my own life, how much I deal with people, with my world, with similar cases, where perhaps people in my life, really close friends, have a relationship, maybe with a married woman, or maybe it has happened to myself, and how much high I have judged that. I mean, I'm not saying I have had a relationship with somebody. This is not the case. But I'm saying it's coming in my world. It was close in my world. And how much I have judged it as good and bad. It's it's really something to live in a pure consciousness and not judge at all, to be totally non-judgmental. And the only way I can be non-judgmental, that I'm so in love with myself, that I really have no other thought, that I am number one, I'm the greatest, I am God, I am the super being. Now, Dr. Wilde was just saying in his last talk, finish what you have started. And there are many things in my life I'm sure I have not finished. Well, a couple of them I know. And I was thinking, oh my God, something else to be guilty about. If I'm now thinking of all the things I have not finished, I feel guilty. And the moment I'm doing this, I was already judging myself again. Said, oh, I haven't finished this and I haven't finished this. And I was judging myself and putting myself in guilt, and that is surely not being a pure consciousness. The pure consciousness lives in the now, lives totally one-pointed and happy in the moment, in the first person present tense, positive. And this is a blessing which we train in our courses to live in that first person present tense, positive. And I am so delighted. I procured two students yesterday from Africa who sent in their lessons, and it's a pure delight how these people who really now have dedicated their life to these courses, right in the now, right in the first person present tense positive, about, for instance, a pure consciousness, and saying, I am God, I can only see pure, I see only purity. How they write it in after 20 lessons, or some of them after 5 lessons, and when they ask, why can I say I'm God, how they already say, I can say I'm God, because there is nothing else than God. So, being a proctor and working here for the University of Healing and dealing with these students all over the world is the greatest blessing and the greatest joy, because I'm always seeing my reflection in them and living in that pure consciousness, blessing my creation and seeing that everything is pure and beautiful. A pure consciousness is a one-pointed consciousness, is a non-judgmental consciousness, is a consciousness who is untouchable, unpossessed, and it's a constant work. It's a work which never finishes. Here we are, it never finishes. It's an everlasting task on working on myself, on being master of who I am. One-pointedly thinking of I am God, God I am. Well, life means you are in school. Life is being in school. So I'm training one-pointedness, untouchability, unpossession, non-judgmentalism, and then I live in my pure consciousness. Think about it. It's surely fun to be in charge of my life. I love you.